This is Your Health Kit. Your Health Kit brings you tips to answer your medical questions and might undo a few medical myths along the way. From the KXRW and X-Ray.fm studios, I'm your friendly neighborhood family doctor, Rebecca Hoffman, MD, based in Vancouver, Washington. In today's talk, we'll assess alcohol. Alcohol is deeply embedded in culture. For eons, it's played a role in religious, social, and medicinal practices. It was even viewed as a divine gift from the gods. But is alcohol healthy? Is it safe? Let's look at how alcohol works. Alcohol has been a part of the human story for thousands of years. 7,000-year-old pottery from China shows residues of it. Ancient Egyptian pictographs feature wine and beer production. In the New World, records from pre-Mayan cultures document alcohol use. Over millions of years, our bodies have developed an enzyme system to process it. Here's how alcohol metabolism works. When you take a drink, your body absorbs alcohol into the bloodstream, first through receptors in your mouth. Then the stomach absorbs about 20%, and the small intestine absorbs the rest. Within 5 minutes, alcohol circulates everywhere, the lungs, skin, organs, and brain. That's why you may flush or smell alcohol on your breath or in your sweat. Quickly, you start to feel its effects on your nervous system. It slows down signals to your brain, promotes a sense of relaxation and less stress. You feel good. At the same time, alcohol reaches your liver. It releases the enzymes to break it down in a two-step process and takes about an hour to fully eliminate 10 grams of alcohol. Since one drink, such as one beer or one glass of wine or one shot of liquor, contains 14 grams of alcohol, the liver doesn't quite keep up. That means toxins will build up. This will continue with each drink. You feel more effects: intoxication, confusion, and ultimately physically ill. There is no way to speed this process up. Time drives the system. No amount of coffee, water, food, or cold showers makes a difference. That's how our body manages alcohol. Excess alcohol can overwhelm your body. Well, what about moderate amounts? Is that safe? The research around the benefits of alcohol has been contradictory over the years, some promoting health, some not. However, recent better-designed studies show that there are no health benefits to alcohol in any quantity. Alcohol disrupts sleep, increases anxiety, risks high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, and is a leading cause of at least 7 types of cancer. If you choose to drink, you can assess your risk. Count your drinks per week. 8 or more drinks a week for women, or 15 or more drinks a week for men, classifies as heavy drinking. Heavy drinking is well known to increase health risks. Body composition primarily drives this gender difference. Binge drinking is equally dangerous. That's drinking 4 or more drinks in a single hour. In recent years, binging has become more common, with 1 in 5 adults admitting to binge drinking monthly. This abusive pattern is associated with stroke and alcohol poisoning. Are there any guidelines for safe drinking? A consensus among advisory groups is to limit alcohol intake to about 2 drinks per week. That offers the least risk. Some people shouldn't drink at all, such as those with chronic illness or needing to take certain medications. Should you choose to drink more, even daily, be aware of your increased risk. The overall guidance is to be mindful about your drinking. Being mindful gives you a better understanding about your relationship to alcohol. Assess why you choose to have or to not have a drink. Observe your emotions and interactions with others when you do or do not drink. Notice your triggers and habits. Be objective without judging yourself. This can free you from unhealthy habits or assumptions. And that's where a visit to your doctor comes in handy. Your doctor can help you assess your alcohol use and to understand your individual risk. And that's your Health Kit tip for today. While no amount of alcohol is completely safe, you can lower your risk by being mindful about your drinking choices. From the studios of KXRW and X-Ray.fm, I'm Dr. Hoffman. See you next time.